Drawings by children from the Karl Marx school. Sometimes the innocence of children can soften the harshness of the adult world. But a bomb, even if drawn on paper by a child, is still a bomb, with all that it represents. In front of you are several drawings by students at the Karl Marx school in Girona in 1937, during the Spanish Civil War. You can see the queues in the shops, Republican flags, destroyed buildings, and in the sky, planes, many planes and bombs falling. This is how the children imagine the war when their teacher, Isabel Dalmau, asked them to draw it as part of a contest. Although it was not a battlefront until the conflict was almost over, Girona and its population also suffered the difficulties of life on the home front. The product shortages, food rationing, hunger, anguish, the loss of men and boys on the front line, and finally, fleeing to the shelters amidst bombings. The first took place in April 1938, the deadliest in January and February 1939, right before the fall of Girona to fascist troops on February 4th. What lay ahead? For some, a border many kilometers away and a harsh exile. For others, 40 years of cruel dictatorship, starting with brutal repression. Hundreds of people were arrested and executed in the early years of the Franco regime. Just to give you an idea, in 1939 alone, 369 people were shot by firing squad against the walls of the city's cemetery. The utter upheaval turned Girona into a post-war city still starving, culturally impoverished, sad, dull, and grey, both for the people of Girona and for all those migrants from Extremadura or Andalusia who years later would arrive in the city fleeing misery and hoping for a better future, only to, in some cases, end up living in shacks in Las Pedreras, San Pons, and especially Montjuic. And so it was during the long, dark night of the Franco regime.